again, not yet. We're on the autopilot. We will do that once we get on track here and get the cone out and get set up. So then, just to confirm, those are pilot's discretion, right? Do that though. Thank you. Are you ready for cone extension? Cone's coming out. I got delayed. Cone's coming out now. TM, we show cone out at 175. Just wondering what your coverage is and whether you've got a strong signal. Okay, very good. We'll set up here.
TM 001, while we're getting set up here, I'd like to squawk this captain's seat for real this time. So the right armrest on the captain's seat, the adjustment lever feels flimsy, feels disconnected, and the armrest will not telescope forward or aft as designed. Left armrest is okay. And the telescoping, the locking lever feels a lot more secure.
TM-001, we did a handling quality assessment, and I'll have comments for you on the ground. TM-001, just confirm if you are ready to set up for condition 348. That will start accelerating. TM, do you guys need a direct mode? Get secondary.
Good.
TM, I'm just stabilizing here. I can feel the nose coming down, so I'm waiting for that bias to wash out. So I think we almost, pretty much almost there. TM, you can look at trim and stable. And we talked about it up here. Kicks will be much more reduced. Okay, here we go with elevator. Elevator nose down. Ready. Pushing on the ring, okay. Resetting for speed. Okay, elevator nose up. Ready. TM, do we have to recycle back to normal? We could stay in secondary, right? That, just setting up then for condition 349. While we get the FFG set up, we can keep looking at trim. I think it's pretty well trimmed at this point.
Check the pick. Elevator sweep in 3, 2, running.
Just heading down, holding the control. Having constant back pressure at this point. That's not really constant. The FSC is off, and e-stop, all right, we'll do that. TM, are we ready to configure for condition 528? TM, confirm configuration for condition 528. Do that. Pulse starting, 3, 2.
Everett Boeing 462 will be transmitting in about 10 minutes for one touch and go, then heading off to Boeing Field.
Roger, Boeing Everett, thank you.
TM, we're just getting reset. Confirm configuration for condition at 530. Sweep starting in 3, 2. TM, sweep complete. Okay. Copy Mach 0.75. We can maintain that all the way up to 350. Thanks very much. TM, starting the APU. TM, Boeing 001, we're setting up for condition 711. Confirm configuration for condition 711. Is that manual kicks? Starting nose down, ready, ready. Deadbeat, nose up, ready, ready. Left, ready, ready. And right wheel, ready, ready. And rudder left, ready, ready. More energetic than I wanted. Okay, rudder right, ready, ready. We're coming up, break down. What's wrong with the altitude? 35.2. Oh, we lost the cone. We lost the cone.
TM, current position looks like north 4759.2, west 119.20.6.
Radio Boeing 462, be on the deck in 10 minutes.
TM, I'm sure you're already thinking about it, but I don't know that we need the cone for the higher speed, but you guys confirm. If we want to just bring what's left of the hose in, or do you guys have any instructions on that?
Maybe it's coming down.
Okay. Roger that. Bringing it into 40 feet. Here we go. I got it to 39 feet. Yeah, I'm just confirming if you're ready to set up the 374.
That's a compressor temp sensor right. The status message posted, cleared, and it is now posted again. Time 21:07. And the message cleared again. Okay. Posted again just now, but we'll take your word for it on Advisor 237. Check a pig. Start and sweep. 3, 2, running. Sweep complete, stop and sweep.
Cam 001, just to confirm, highest speed we can go to is the MMO, so even if we activated the MFC, we could not do those without the cone. Roger that, and we still obviously don't know if we're going to activate those conditions anyway.
Go ahead.
This is a firm. TMOE, clear to accelerate for condition 722. Roger that, thank you. And we'll probably get configured, and just before we start, we may have to turn around for the airspace. Look at configuration, confirm for condition 722. Confirm config for 722. That, kicks, nose down. Ready, ready. Up, ready, ready. Wheel left, ready, ready. Right, excuse me, wheel right, ready, ready. Wheel left, ready, ready. Right, ready, ready. He breaks up, he breaks down. It's complete. We're in the turn.
Check config for 723. Got it. Elevator sweep coming now. 3, 2. Sweep complete. Stop sweep. On direct.
We've been stable more than 5 minutes. Second. Put a thump and a nose up.
Check fig. Start sweep in 3, 2. Sweep complete. Stop sweep.
Okay. Not sure about what we can do with that information, but we do have the information about circuit breakers. The FFG1 was the one that I believe Justin pulled originally, so I'm sure it's in, but he's going to go check the status of those and do the reset. Yeah, we're confirming that the circuit breakers previously mentioned are all in still, and we are also confirming that the reset button has been pushed, and let's add that SATCOM. We now have a SATCOM, SAT voice loss advisory message as well, so let's squawk that. We're starting the APU. So, TM, I'm assuming that we would be seeing some sort of activity on the FFG? The M1 RAF? TM, just as confirming the DC light is not illuminated. Justin is confirming that you cycled both circuit breakers on that panel, yes. Happy to try again. TM, just confirm you want just those two circuit breakers versus that those two and FFG1. Sure. Roger that. I'm not to be pessimistic, but if we should be unsuccessful with this, not sure if there's anything else that we could do. Kicks alone probably aren't worthwhile. I'd like to do those. We have returned from another reset.
TM001. Yeah, I cycled both through circuit breakers. As soon as I pushed the SDC, I got immediately all the green lights lit up except for the 28 volts.
To the east, and we'll set up to do the 0900 conditions, 095 and whatnot. DMC, current cleared speed now for 350. He is coming down for that, and we'll talk about what to do in the descent. We'll talk about it now. From 350 to 300, what's our max speed? Is it still 0.8? Look at that, thank you.
Go ahead. Copy.
Good call. TM001. So cabin altitude is in the process of coming up. Just had one quick question for you though. Could you reference that compressor status message advisory again?
Roger. We thought we'd keep that one on the deck for tomorrow. Ciao. Yeah, we're going to do that. CM for landing speed, flap 30, showing 133 plus 5 is 138. We'll fly 143. Go. Now we're going to skip that.
CM001, we see 2 alpha for your schedule, not 2, but we'll just verify that. Condition complete. Boeing Seattle, Boeing 001, we are inbound. It should be on the ground in about 25 minutes.
And good afternoon, 001, Boeing Seattle, Roger, thank you.
And after much delay, sat phone right is ready now that we don't need it. Go ahead. Thank you. TM hydraulic temp IND PRY R1 status message.